See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It will be Mountain Homes basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Green County Tech 16-14. Walker takes the inbound pass from Husky on the far sideline, and we are underway. Walker into the front court. Green County Tech once again in a half-court man-to-man defense. Walker throws it to Pfeiffer on the left side, down to Penn on the low block. She heads toward the top side of the paint, now gives up top to Husky. Husky will dribble to the right wing. Now takes a screen from Penn. Now throws up top to Martin, over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. Pfeiffer will take the screen, dribble toward the top. Now finds Martin in the left corner. She's hanging down into lane for the layup. Her shot was blocked, goes out of bounds, and it will be a Mountain Home basketball after Green County Tech was able to get the shot block there. Walker will inbound it on the baseline under the basket. Throws it to Martin just outside the lane. She's going into the paint for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the charity stripe. That foul is on Skylar Boyd. I believe that's her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Eagles. So Emma Martin at the free throw line, where so far she's one of two with 3 points. She misses the first free throw here. Anna Grace Foreman will check back into the game for Mountain Home as Kyra Penn will head to the bench. 7:24 left in this first half as Martin has one more free throw. And she misses both. And looks like Green County Tech's two-point lead will stay that way as they come away with the rebound. Here is Thomas into the front court. She has it up at the top, dribbles toward the right side, throws it up top now to Potter. Over on the right side to Grambling. Her three-pointer, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball. We are 53 seconds into this second quarter. Mountain Home with another chance to either tie or take the lead. It is Tech up 16-14. Pfeiffer will bring the ball across the half-court stripe, throws it to Foreman near the left elbow. He now gives it to Martin, who's going into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin with 5 points, and we're knotted up at 16-all. 6:50 left in this first half. Here's Thomas into the front court. She'll give it to Potter, over to Grambling in the left corner. Back over to Thomas. Now goes up top to Edgar. Now to Potter, finds Boyd on the low block. Throws it up top to Grambling. Over to Edgar. She's hanged down into the lane for the layup. Rolls around, does not go. And the rebound comes to Foreman. And back comes Mountain Home. Here's Husky quickly into the front court. She's going into the lane. Now kicks out to Walker. Thought about the three. Now they'll throw it up top to Martin. Over to Pfeiffer on the left side. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. Rebound. It looks like Foreman had it for a moment. And, well, reason she lost is because she drew contact. It will be Mountain Home's basketball on the baseline. I believe they're going to get Haley Potter with that foul. I believe that's her first personal foul. That's the team foul number five against the Lady Eagles. Grambling took a seat just now. Martin takes the inbound pass and immediately puts up the jumper. Good. 7 points for Emma Martin, and Mountain Home has their first lead of the night. Ball goes down to Skylar Boyd. She loses the handle of the ball, but is able to get it back. Now ball goes up top. Over to Boyd in the left, right corner. Now up top to Thomas. Thomas's pass was knocked away, but Tech is able to keep possession, and now a foul will be called on the low block on Anna Grace Foreman. That is her first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first half. 5:50 left in the second quarter as Mountain Home leads 18-16. Inbound pass from Edgar. It was knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. Good defense by the Lady Bombers, but it will be the Lady Eagles keeping possession. Edgar will once again inbound it. She'll throw it to Boyd up at the top. Over on the left side to Potter. She finds a cutting Hudson, who goes into lane. Her shot was blocked, but also draws contact and will head to the charity stripe. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her second personal foul, team foul number four. Against Mountain Home. So these will be the first free throw attempts of the night for Green County Tech as they will be shot by Gabby Hudson. First one is up and in. That's her first point of the night. And she'll have a chance to tie this game back up. Foreman's going to take a seat with her second foul as she's replaced by Kyra Penn. Hudson gets both free throws. She has 2 points, and we're knotted up at 18 all. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Martin on the left wing. Her pass to Penn was knocked away, but Husky's able to keep possession for the Lady Bombers. She has it on the left side. Takes the screen from Penn. Now dribbles up between the circles. Throws over to Martin on the right wing. Gives it there to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's dribbling down to the lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around, does not go, and the rebound is controlled by Thomas. Back quickly comes Green County Tech. Thomas quickly into the front court, going in towards the lane, pulling up for the jumper on the low block. No good. Tried to get her own rebound, but had the ball knocked away from her, and Mount Holmes going to be fouled in the backcourt. That's the 16th foul. I'm not sure who they call the foul on. I couldn't understand the PA guy, and they're not putting the player number on the scoreboard. 5 minutes left as in the first half as we're tied at 18 all. Now Tech has switched to a trap zone defense, and it works as they are able to come away with the steal. Here's Thomas with the ball on the right wing. She'll throw it to Edgar, who's hanged down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Potter. She's going towards the paint herself. Her running jumper, no good. And the rebound controlled by Walker. And back comes Mountain Home. Lady Bombers with a chance to take the lead back. Here's Husky finding Martin into the front court. Martin's dribbling towards the lane and shuffled her feet too much after she picked up her dribble. She's called for steps. Tiffany Gramling will check back into the game for Green County Tech as she replaces Skylar Boyd. Thomas will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Eagles. She gives it on the right side to Edgar. Now goes up top to Gramling. Gives it to Potter on the left wing. Up top now to Thomas. Thomas had it hang down towards the paint, going up for the layup. No good, but a blocking foul will be called on Riley Walker. And Thomas will head to the charity stripe. That is Riley Walker's first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home. So with 4:08 left in this first half, Allie Thomas will have the chance to give Green County Tech the lead back. First free throw is up and in. That's her first point of the night. Kadra Cole is coming into the game for the Lady Eagles as Haley Potter will take a seat. Cole is a 5'7 senior. Second shot for Thomas is up and in. She gets both. She has 2 points, and that's the lead for Tech as well. 20-18 our score. A little over 4 minutes left in this first half. Husky gives it to Walker as Tech is going with another zone trap, but Mount Home is able to break it. But just as they do, Walker's pass is thrown away, and Tech comes away with the steal. Thomas into the front court for the Lady Eagles. She'll drill to the right side. Now gives it up top to Gramling, who puts up the three. Good. Tiffany Gramling with 9 points now, all from behind the arc. 3.5 minutes left to play in this first half. 23-18, Tech leading it. Here's Walker throwing it up top to Martin. Now gives it to Husky there, who will set up the offense. Over to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Back over to Husky. Now Tech looks like a switch back to a man-to-man defense. Husky has the ball almost knocked away from her, but she's able to keep it. Now throws it to Martin. Over on the right side goes to Walker now. Walker dribbles toward the free throw line. Over to Martin on the right wing. Now she's hanging down into lane for the running jumper. Good. Emma Martin with 9 points, and it's a one-possession game once again. 23-20, Tech leading it. Here is Hudson throwing it to Ecker. Now up top to Thomas. She'll give it to Cole on the low block. Ball goes over to Hudson on the right corner. Now she's hanging down towards the paint. Kicks it out to Gramling, who's heading toward the lane herself. Her pass was a little wide, maybe a little wide of Cole. Cole was just not ready for it. And Tech will turn it over with 2.5 minutes left to play in this first half. 23-20, Lady Eagles lead it. Looks like they're switching back to a zone trap, but Walker's able to get it into the front court. Now picks up her dribble, finds a cutting Husky. Her pass to Penn was knocked away, and looks like a foul is going to be called, though, on Green County Tech. They're going to get Allie Thomas with that foul. I believe that's her second foul. It is the seventh team foul, so 1-1 coming up for Kyra Penn. This will be her first free throw attempt of the night. Penn so far with 2 points. I thought that was the seventh team foul, but they've got that just as the sixth. So I don't know what happened there, but so it will be Mountain Home inbounding. Martin gets the inbound pass, and her shot was blocked. And now a jump ball is going to be called, and it will be ball will be going back to Tech on the possession arrow. 23-20, Lady Eagles with the ball and the lead. A little over 2 minutes left to play in this first half. Ball goes up top now to Grambling. Over to Edgar. She's going towards the lane for the running jumper. Good. Kaylee Edgar with 5 points this evening. 25-20. It's a two-possession game once again. Tech with the lead. 1:50 left in the half. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She drills to the right side. Now takes the screen. Goes up top. Gives it to Penn. Over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Hannah Pfeiffer with 6 points. And it's a two-point game. Once again, Tech leads 23. And Mountain Home will get it back. Gabby Hudson will take a seat as she is replaced by Shelby Adams. Adams, by the way, a 5'10 junior. So Mountain Home with a chance to either tie or take the lead on this possession. Walker into the front court for the Lady Bombers. She drills to the left wing. Tech in a man-to-man defense right now. Pass to Husky. She misses, handles it for a moment, but gets it back. Now dribbles to the right wing. She'll give it back to Walker, who dribbles up between the circles. Throws up top to Husky. Less than a minute left to play in this first half. Now throws it back to Walker. I don't know if Mountain Home's going to try to hold for the last shot of the half, but Walker's going to have to do what she can to get away from her defender. Well, that's moot now because her defender just got called for the foul. That was on Kaylee Edgar. Now that will put Mountain Home at the line for the 1-1. It will be Riley Walker going to the charity stripe for the first time tonight. 46.4 seconds left as Walker will be at the free throw line. It's a two-point lead right now for Tech. First free throw is up. No good. She misses the front end. And looks like Madeline Collins will be called for the over-the-back foul. She just checked in just now. That is Collins' first personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. So now 1-1 coming up for Greene County Tech. Collins, by the way, a 5'10 senior. It will be Tiffany Grambling at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-1. She has 9 points so far. She misses the front end of the 1-1 here. Long rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Tech. And it will be Mountain Home basketball on the far sideline. Kyra Penn checking back into the game for the Lady Bombers, replacing Madeline Collins. And also for Mountain Home, Effie Hardy checking into the game as Emma Martin will take a seat. Hardy, a 5'11 senior. Tech had a couple of subs as well. One of those, Claire Johnson, a 5'4 senior. Here is Walker into the front court. She gives it to Husky. 33 seconds left. Finds Penn. Now kicks out to Husky. Over to Pfeiffer on the left corner. She drills out to the wing. Gives it to Husky. Up top to Walker now. 24 seconds left. Walker throws to Husky. Back up top to Walker. Tech going with another zone trap defense. And now a foul is going to be called on Tech over toward near the far sideline. Another 1-1 coming up for Mountain Home. Kinley Pritchard picks up her first personal foul. That's the 8th team foul against the Lady Eagles. So with 14.7 seconds left, it will be a 1-1 opportunity coming up. Effie Hardy checking out of the game, as is Kyra Penn, as they are replaced by Madeline Collins and Leah Jackson. Jackson, a 5'6 sophomore. So Riley Walker so far 0-1 from the charity stripe. She has yet to score in this game. First free throw for Walker is up and in. So she earns the bonus. Now checking into the game for Greene County Tech is Carly DeHart, as she replaces Sabrina Kellett. DeHart, a 5'5 sophomore. Walker's second free throw in and out, no good. And the rebound comes to Greene County Tech. They have the 1 point lead with 10 seconds left in the half. Here is Edgar quickly into the front court. She finds Adams going up for the three pointer. Good. Shelby Adams with 6 points. 1 second left as Pfeiffer tries one last heave at the buzzer. She can't get it to go, and we have reached the end of the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home trailing Greene County Tech 28-24. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuff. We've all got it. But here's the thing about stuff. We tend to lose it. Wouldn't it be great if there's a little thing called Tile that helped you find your stuff? With a tap on your phone. Hey, there's my keys, or bike, or stuffed panda Ernie. But what if Tile was more than that? What if Tile was an entire community of people coming together to turn lost stuff into found stuff? Wouldn't that be great?
Visit Tile.com to join a world where everyone can find everything that matters. Tile. Together we find.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie.